901. Out here in California, Pacific Standard Time, Lieutenant Eric Schein, graduate of the United States Merchant Marine Academy, commissioned naval officer, serving on special duty in the Merchant Marine. However, you might have seen on the Republic Broadcasting Network website a recent final order put out by the National Transportation Safety Board, five good Germans on the board, of course, who all, and I'm not just, you know, joking or talking about the euphemism from Nazi Germany, how people just did what they were told and said they were doing their job. These are actually five Germans on the board, let alone their general counsel as well, who see no problem and actually like making a joke out of it and trying to twist around what I've said in my appeals and see no problem in a branch of military administering civilian affairs and a civil service in the Coast Guard being turned into a branch of military under the cover of the launching of the war in 2003 in Iraq, and to where it is now operating under military law, Title 10, UCMJ, in Homeland Security, and somehow not only issuing civilian licenses, but administering civilian affairs, stripping naval officers like myself of our commissions without due process, even writing to the Navy and saying that I have a problem with authority to cover up what is going on in not only the militarization of everything under the sun, the stripping of due process for federal maritime officers covered by what are called shipping articles that were enacted in 1791. There's all this stuff is mentioned in there. I'd ask you to go read the order. It's if you go to the RBN website. I'm trying to actually find the title of the it's like Lieutenant Eric Schein, final order of National Transportation Safety Board. I've got the order up as it's posted on there. But if you go to the homepage on www.republicbroadcasting.org, it's about halfway down under U.S. News, and it says Lieutenant Eric Schein, final order from the National Transportation Safety Board. It's about 31 pages long. It's all double space and whatever. It's not that long of a read. But hopefully if you read through it, you can kind of maybe read between the lines and see that there's a lot more going on here because, you know, one would ask if you've read any of these type of appeals or issues or anything before, and even they mentioned it in there, what was the act of incompetence? Because you're supposed to be charged with an act of incompetence, and it's supposed to be done in a timely manner. They blamed me for this thing taking 10 years or 7, 8, 9, 10 years. They blame the delays on me, although I've attempted to get a hearing over and over and over and over again and simply have said, hold a hearing, hold a hearing. If you're going to do this, which I have no control over, you're going to do it anyways, then simply hold a hearing and let me pass through. And they didn't allow that. I got to the point where, and I'll go through some of this after the break, I'll throw out the call number for the heck of it, see who calls in. Anybody knowledgeable on this, anybody who's read it and has some issues or problems with it and the NTSB and the Coast Guard would be preferable. Somebody who can actually see kind of what's going on and the problems with it. But we'll be back, 800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093. 583-1093.
All right, we're back, and I'm just going to just start going through this. If you, you know, first and foremost, National Transportation Safety Board is a civil board, quote-unquote. It is what I assume is an Article I court, a legislative court created by Congress. It's not an Article II executive branch court. Or in Article 3, it's not a real, you know, it's not part of the judiciary. But it now took the appeal. It sat on it for 5 months, which, you know, actually wasn't too bad. Anywhere from 2 to 5 months would be somewhat, you know, in the bigger scheme of things, if the whole thing only took a year from beginning to end, then, you know, and that was part of it, fine. But the Coast Guard held on to me for 8 years. They filed charges March 6th. 2003, you can see this all in the order, go read it, and did not hold a hearing until 5 years later, 2008, and they blamed the delays on me. I have no, absolutely no control over how the proceedings are, and then they go on about the tens of thousands of pages and the Herculean task that the Coast Guard and the NTSB had, and, you know, it's NTSB final order, EM-209, and you'll see it's United States of America, National Transportation Safety Board, Washington, D.C., adopted by, and it doesn't say, I mean, they didn't issue it. It's not their opinion. I don't think they wrote it. I think the Coast Guard did, because it's almost taken verbatim from the Coast Guard, you know, filings in their own, what's clearly a military tribunal. You know, they used JAG counsel against me. How is that not a military tribunal? And then the NTSB just covers it up. But it says Robert J. Papp, Jr., he's the commandant now of the U.S. Coast Guard, and I've been held on to since Admiral Loy was the commandant, Admiral Collins, Admiral Allen, and now Admiral Papp. So I've been going through proceedings in the Coast Guard. I'm not in the Coast Guard, never been in the Coast Guard. They're saying I'm a civilian for four commandants now, and they usually serve approximately 4 years each, but... and they say I'm proceeding pro se, of course, which I didn't have a choice in the matter. I had legal counsel that's provided to me through my employment under my shipping articles, which were enacted by our founders in 1791 under it's now 46 USC 10302. And that's the federal contracts that we work on that are tripartite agreements between. They're actually more than that. They're, I don't know what that would be, a quadpartite agreement rather than a tripartite. where it's the United States as the principal contractor, contracting with us, the seamen or federal maritime officers and crew, and the unions have gotten involved, as have the shipping companies. So there's, you know, the United States and us, the, you know, people who work on the shipping articles are in under them, and then the shipping companies, and then now the union as well. And so the Coast Guard and Homeland Security are also thrown in this now, and involved. And I've never said, they quoted me as saying a bunch of stuff about shipping commissioners, and only shipping commissioners can sit on this. They were saying that they were taking claim or taking action under the Shipping Commissioners Act, 46 U.S.C. 239G. I never said that. They did. That's what they claimed authority and jurisdiction under. And what I did was oppose it, fight it, and say, you can't do this. You don't have authority. Because A, he's not a shipping commissioner, and B, this authority has been stripped from the Coast Guard and defunded by Congress several times. The shipping commissioners were not intended for this. So what they've done is they've taken Title V, which is the Administrative Procedure Act, saying that that gives them the authority. That's their enabling act, which it's not. It's like the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure for federal courts. It's basically the structure for administrative proceedings under, you know, federal administrative law. It was intended for internal remedial purposes for Coast Guard personnel in their own branch of service. But now that the Coast Guard does not apply it to their own personnel and are now applying military law, Title 10 and UCMJ, to their own personnel, they think that they can apply the APA to other people that it wasn't intended for, because it's not internal, it's not remedial. How could a revocation and suspension and revocation proceeding be remedial? That's taking something away from you. Remedial means they're not taking any life, liberty, or property away from you, but, you know, oh well. They said I can't have an interlocutory appeal, which is what 2644 was to get the first Coast Guard ALJ to recuse himself, because it was clear he was going to deny me hearing. So then they say I can't have an interlocutory appeal, and then they say it's not ripe, although the appellate issue was that the first ALJ was denying me hearing. They ruled in it that since the ALJ had not held a hearing, they could not rule on it and force him to hold a hearing because the hearing had not been held. But total circuitous logic. It was unbelievable. So they're basically saying since he refused to hold a hearing, they can't rule on and force him to hold a hearing. So basically he can hold on to me forever. He held on to the proceedings for 4 years. And then when it gets remanded to him to hold a hearing, then he recuses himself sui sponte without any reason. So, you know, you can't read, even if you read this carefully and closely, anybody with any good, you know, reading skills can read through and see that there's a heck of a lot more going on here. Brzezinski took over from McKenna after McKenna recused himself. And Brzezinski, and you'll read in here, if you go down a little further, it talks about his service in the Coast Guard. He's a pensioner. He's a lieutenant commander in the Coast Guard. Gee, I wonder who he's going to rule for. I don't think he's ever ruled against the Coast Guard. You know, it's unbelievable what's going on, and people don't care. And they wonder why our country's coming apart at the seams. They won't stick up or stand up for anybody else that's out there that's coming under fire. And that, I mean, guys like Brzezinski, he's involved in 9/11 trust fund family cases. He was trained by Feinberg. He's sitting on my case. He was trained to how to withstand highly charged emotional proceedings where you're intentionally trying to screw somebody over to steal from them, like the 9/11 families, who these guys did everything to keep as much money away from the families affected by 9/11, where they're supposed to get this money, just like the BP disaster. They set up the super fund. They keep as much money away from the beneficiaries of the trust and then come in and raid the trust later on. It's a racket, complete total racket. They're doing that at every level to service members, 9/11 families, merchant mariners, federal maritime officers like myself, officers of the Merchant Marine. They're insuring soldiers and stealing the death benefits from them, much like what Walmart is doing and is laid out in the movie by Michael Moore about Walmart, Capitalism, a Love Story. How Walmart was actually insuring their own employees and taking the death benefits and putting it in their own pocket. I mean, that's just egregious. That's exactly what went on in the Roman Empire. These games are not brand new. They just look new. They look really sinister and corrupt because they are, but there's nothing new under the sun. These tricks, you know, even insurance and these insurance rackets have been around for thousands of years. You know, just the players have changed. But when you turn into an imperium like we are now, with an imperial presidency who's got more power than a king. He can assassinate American citizens abroad without due process. He's declared that openly. I'm not making this up. Do the research on it. Republicans and Democrats are up in arms about this. You know, Democrats not as much. It's just like a lot of people have said we'd be safer with Bush or someone like Bush still in the presidency, because somebody now thinks that because we've got a happy-go-lucky, somewhat affable, kind of somehow likable guy, that things are better. It's different. It's changed. You've got all these apologists like Randy Rhodes coming out and apologizing for what Obama's doing. And all he's doing is continuing, if not even extending or making worse what was started, initiated under Bush Jr., G.W. Bush. And it didn't start there. You can go back to Reagan and Moore, Patco, and, you know, this has been going on for a long time. With what's come out, I mean, how does a either I take my license and I pass my licensing test. There's a licensing test. They're not supposed to be acting as a corrupt probate court and take 8 years or more. And even if you read this closely, there was no diagnosis. They talk about a rule out where one, you know, you can read it in there, had said that there, you know, a rule out, quote unquote, diagnosis is given when it's suspected of a certain diagnosis. Well, that guy was, I don't even know what to say. I'm going right off their order. I don't want to, you know, break privacy or privilege or anything and, you know, get into a bunch of the other stuff. But let me tell you that they didn't use my medical records. They used somebody else's. It's actually a matter of record, and this was presented to the NTSB, that the records that were turned over weren't from my Social Security number. It was somebody else's Social Security number. Could not care less. Could not care less. They didn't have a doctor appear. No one testified as a witness to anything that went on. There was no testimony as to, like, an act of incompetence. But the Coast Guard had Captain Arthur French, a U.S. Coast Guard officer, come in and testify against me. And you can read this. It's in the order that from his observation of me in the proceedings and how I defended myself, he determined that I was medically mentally incompetent. Because I'm being forced in a military tribunal to defend myself against a guy who's in the Coast Guard, or was in the Coast Guard, who's sitting as the quote-unquote hearing officer, who they've changed the name to administrative law judge to make it look like it's more of a court. I never said that the judge wasn't a real judge. It's not in the records, not in the transcripts. And that I didn't have to respect him. I said he's an Article II executive branch member. He's a lieutenant commander in the Coast Guard. He's completely conflicted. And the NTSB had no problem with that whatsoever. We'll be back.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
To mention too is not only was the prosecutor a JAG officer in the Coast Guard, JAG officer, he's a judge advocate general, commissioned, uniformed military officer, using being paid, he's on orders to prosecute me. They uphold about me being denied counsel, even though I'm up against a branch of military I'm not in. The judge is a lieutenant commander in the Coast Guard, retired or not, it doesn't matter. He's conflicted, whether he's retired or not. He's getting a pension or going to get a pension from the Coast Guard, and even building upon it by his civil service working for the Coast Guard. And he was brought in as a prosecutor to train the Coast Guard prosecutors, even the one that was before him. So he had his protege, he was the mentor to, before him as the JAG prosecutor, prosecuting the case. They held on to me for 5 years so he could go to law school, come back, and take back over the case. And that's why they did the whole thing with the summary judgment. And, you know, they did summary judgment instead of holding a hearing, and that delayed me getting into a hearing for 5 years. That wasn't my fault. How is that my fault? I asked for a hearing. Get it over with, hold a hearing, release me from police custody, because that's where I'm at. I'm basically held and detained in military police custody by the Coast Guard, a branch of military that I'm not in, that's saying it's a branch of military, using military assets, military personnel, men and women in uniform of a branch of military to prosecute who they are identifying and saying are civilians. I don't know what to say to you, but that's Nazi Germany. That's martial law. That's absolutely insane. And worse, what have I done? Oh, I'm a terrorist. They tried to connect me to Timothy McVeigh. I'm not a terrorist. I'm not connected to Timothy McVeigh. They are trying to say that I'm a threat to public safety, a threat to myself and to others, which I'm not. I've done everything under the abuses that have been rained down upon me by a branch of military that I'm not in. the Coast Guard to, you know, not only defend myself somehow, but to make it clear that what they're doing is unlawful, unconstitutional, immoral, illegal, unethical. I don't know what else you want to call it, ungodly, ungodly cruel, because what they charged me with was being depressed, and set a branch of military that I'm not in, that I don't have the protections of, that if I were, I would be getting medical attention. I would be getting legal aid. I would be getting pay. I would be getting per diem. I would be getting housing, so that throughout the entire proceeding, up until they hold a hearing or whatever, I'm no worse off than any promotions or anything else they can't withhold from me, and that I would obtain. I was up for promotion, Lieutenant Commander in the Navy. I almost said Coast Guard, because I'm like, I'm getting Stockholm Syndrome, or, what happened to Hearst, Patty Hearst. You know, you start aligning yourself with your captors. I'm not in the Coast Guard. I've never been in the Coast Guard. They're not even saying I'm a naval officer. They're saying I'm a civilian. But they're using military assets, military personnel, to prosecute me. They even, the NTSB upheld it, because the Coast Guard, a branch of military, that their personnel is operating under Title 10 of the UCMJ, are administering Title 5, that is prohibited for any branch of military to administer, that they are now administering civilian affairs. Worse, the captain, Captain Arthur French, that's mentioned in here, he's a Coast Guard medical officer. I've never seen him, never talked to him. And from how I asked him to be recused from the proceedings, to sit outside, and instead the judge allowed him to stay in there and to observe me in the proceedings, where I'm being harassed and harangued by a branch of military that I'm not in, and the way that I quote-unquote defend myself, they pump all kinds of stuff on the record saying that I did this, that, and whatever, when I didn't do anything. I asked for audiovisual recording because of that, because I, you know, they made it seem like I was charging the bench when I'm sitting there. The judge would say, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, Mr. Shine, sit down, when I'm sitting there, and I would have to say and respond, and it's in the record, but people won't take the time to read it. I'd ask you to go read the final order now, and hopefully you'll see, you know, just how egregious it is. Hopefully you can read between the lines. They do a good job of trying to whitewash it, but when you start to see some of the issues they bring up, I mean, Cecil Ray, one of the guys that came in and testified against me as a chief engineer on one of the ships that I was working on, where my father died, and I tried to get leave, and this guy denied me leave, and then my father dies. I'm trying to advocate for his life, and I come back on board, and this guy tries to he fires me, and the shipping company rescinds the letter. Turns out that this guy was on there to do this intentionally, because of what happened on the ship where I tried to stop an explosion and dumping of hazardous materials reported to the Coast Guard. So they set up this whole thing, get him on there, promote him in a last 2 weeks of my 6 month job on there. And he testifies against me, and turns out he's a Coast Guard Academy grad. That's like being a graduate of the police academy, except it's a military police academy. I don't know, you know. I don't know if anybody hears this. I don't know if anybody cares. I don't know what to say anymore. I'm floored. 800-313-9443. We'll think about taking calls.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
I'm going to just read this one paragraph. You go to pages 3 and 4. At the bottom, on June 1st, 2000, July 5th, 2001, Coast Guard issued appellant Merchant Marine credentials. Well, my credentials come from my academy, United States Merchant Marine Academy. It's a fellow academy to the Coast Guard Academy. Coast Guard Academy is a federal maritime police academy. I come out with a naval commission and serve on in the Merchant Marine. Cecil Ray is a Coast Guard Academy graduate, as they say in here. So he's coming from the police academy, that's to be the police and regulatory authority for the Merchant Marine, and he's taking away jobs from the Merchant Marine. So the Coast Guard is using, they don't get licensed coming out of the Coast Guard Academy. I have friends who went there, and, you know, and I use that term friends, quote unquote, loosely. I have acquaintances or people I know. I don't know. I'm sure there's good people who went to the Coast Guard Academy. I don't know any. Most of the ones that I know that went to the Coast Guard Academy are scumbuckets. I'm sorry. It's just, you know, I could, Captain French, I don't know if he went to the Coast Guard Academy, but he's a captain in the Coast Guard who is now working in the VA, and he falsified medical records, you know, blatantly, openly. And he's now working in the VA. And if you don't think he's going to attack other, you know, quote unquote veterans or people within the VA administration, you're fooling yourself. This guy is a fascist. He's insane. Cecil Ray, and let me get back to Cecil Ray. He's a Coast Guard Academy grad, but from March 6th to June 11, 2001, appellant served as a third engineer and second engineer, and as an officer, engineering officer on board the steamship SS Maui, operated by Matson Navigation. Matson's been around since the 1800s, 1880s. Chief Engineer Cecil Ray, who's only chief engineer for the last 2 weeks, because the permanent chief took vacation, so they gave him, promoted him. And the job that I was on there for was only a two-week job. It was on after my father died. They fired me upon the death of my father, terminated me. So I had to bid for, more work, and I took this two-week job when he was promoted to chief engineer. Chief Engineer Cecil Ray supervised appellant on board the SS Maui. Mr. Ray received his Merchant Marine license after graduating from the Coast Guard Academy in 1970. And he didn't get it until later. I'm sure he just did it by, you know, sailing and working his way up or testing and somehow getting his Coast Guard time to count and whatever. Because it's all, you know, Coast Guard people who can funnel and get their own people into and have their Coast Guard time count for them to sit for their license. Mr. Ray received his Merchant Marine license after graduating from the Coast Guard Academy in 1970 and had extensive experience managing people. Mr. Ray testified he had daily interactions with appellant while appellant was aboard the SS Maui and found him extremely difficult to manage. And what is that my fault or his fault or what was literally going on? And difficult to manage sounds like a labor issue. Mr. Ray eventually had appellant discharged from the SS Maui for cause. And there's a footnote there, number 7. Go down to the bottom and read it. Matson Navigation later rescinded the discharge for reasons unknown to Mr. Ray. Their legal department saw that what he did was unlawful. He put out a, I'd already left the vessel, had been paid off, and he put out a discharge after the fact, didn't go to the captain, didn't have it logged, and tried to retaliate against me because the guy's an a-hole. And so, you know, he and others, like AAA, the guy who gets promoted to lieutenant commander, becomes a JAG officer because of all this, in the midst of all this, is rewarded for it. These guys are all bonding because they're all Coast Guard. They also had a Marine Corps guy, John C. Johns, who's now in charge of the administrative law center for the Coast Guard. He was promoted, you know, as payback for all this as well. He was the ALJ's clerk, or whatever you want to call him. In the proceedings, he's an attorney and ex-Marine Corps. And Radzinski is the lieutenant commander of the Coast Guard. AAA, who's the prosecutor, a JAG prosecutor, still uniformed, military uniform. He was wearing his uniform in the proceedings. He was the prosecutor. He's in the Coast Guard. So was Captain Arthur French, the doctor who testified against me and observed me in the proceedings. He's in the Coast Guard. I mean, what? How did people not understand the gravity of what's going on, where they're carrying on backroom military police tribunals, and people don't get it? People don't care. People don't understand. People don't realize how far over the edge we've gone. This has been going on for 8 years. You know, I don't know. I just, so anyways, and they talk about Hochstetler in here and goes down, that's on the next page. They never had me like looked at on board and said, oh, well, he's got a medical problem or a mental problem or whatever. I filed grievances on board about pay, leave, overtime, etc., contractual issues, and had actually filed formal civil complaints pertaining to this after, you know, what happened on board, and well before the Coast Guard got involved. But it was clear the Coast Guard was involved from the Comet in 2000, where I tried to stop an explosion, a flashback, and another guy got burned. Because they had him carried on because I refused, because what they were doing was unsafe. And then they dumped, you know, boiler water into the harbor up in Alameda in 2000 off the SS Comet. And to cover all that up, where there's the government involved, the union involved, shipping company involved, APL, ASM, MARAD, Maritime Administration, and more, they used the Coast Guard military. They convert the Coast Guard into a branch of military in 2003, moved it into newly created Department of Homeland Security, and use it to quash my civil complaints, First Amendment rights, in federal district court that pre-existed any and all of this. And then the Coast, or the NTSB, comes out and says, well, all that's subsumed to this. The guy's crazy, basically. And anything that he had to say is moot because he's brain dead, you know. And I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, might as well be. Oh, they even say here, Mr. Hochstetler submitted an email to the ship's captain. And this is after I sent a letter and an email to the CFO about what was going on board. So they, you know, circled the wagons around me and started attacking me. They even had a private investigative firm come out, something that we've never been able to get a copy of the report from. After experiencing numerous problems with the appellant's behavior, Mr. Hochstetler, first assistant engineer on board the APL Jackson, submitted an email to the ship's captain and explained that appellant's behavior caused him to, quote, fear for the safety of his being and his livelihood. Yeah, what? Because he's breaking the law. They had fuel oil trays that were leaking on there, and they were fixing them improperly. And this is, you know, high pressure, high temperature. It's actually on a low pressure side, but it's still pretty dangerous. You know, it's on a large, slow-speed diesel. And there are certain ways all this stuff is supposed to be repaired. and they don't care. There's drawings about this. I tried to, and there was already lawsuits against the company involving the Comet, because it was the same company involving the Comet with the dumping that owned and operated the Jackson, or this umbrella of companies that the Bush family and others were all tied to. You know, and so is Roosevelt. So it's both sides, Democrat and Republican. These guys are, you know, all in the family. And requested he be relieved of duty rather than supervise Appellant on the next voyage. Several other crew members also filed complaints against Appellant's behavior. And there was nothing in the log. They investigated this, Coast Guard investigated those senior officers, and they found no actionable misconduct. They were actually looking for misconduct. And instead, they held on to me forever and tried to trump up medical, mental incompetence. They held me in a hotel room for 8 months. No mention about that in the NTSB's order. They do mention about the council, and they do actually have a footnote in here. Let me see if I can find it. And they noted here, this is the notes from the ship's log. Eric Schein, third assistant engineering officer, has been insubordinate and intimidated. They don't say how or what I did. They said I refused orders. I was like, where, when, date, you know, it's supposed to be longitude, latitude, logged in the book, you know, each and every time. And intimidating crew and officers of this vessel. There's already a suit against the company, and I tried to invoke their anti-harassment policy that's posted on board. Couldn't care less. That's what I had sent to the CFO, was, you know, look, cease and desist. Stop. I'm just trying to do my job. Leave me alone. Eric Schein has exhibited confrontational and professional aggressive behavior. Eric Schein has failed to follow lawful orders and making, and they don't say what orders or what I did, and making sick threats of litigation against several officers in the company. They had already been sued in relating to the Comet. The above offenses represent misconduct, and therefore Eric Schein is hereby discharged for cause. Mr. Schein's continued presence aboard the vessel creates an unseaworthy condition. And I'll, right after this, and I'll go back and I'll try to find that footnote, but this is just a little bit down where Dr. French, and this is Coast Guard doctor, he's the third, of course, Dr. Captain French the third, as an expert witness. It's the Coast Guard's expert witness. Well, guess what? Dr. French, though not a psychologist or psychiatrist, was a chief of the Medical Evaluations Board at the National Maritime Center. And throughout his 24-year medical career in the Coast Guard, as a uniformed commissioned military officer in the Coast Guard, worked extensively with psychological disorders as an emergency room doctor and as a flight surgeon. In preparation for the hearing, Dr. French, so they're trying to say that he's qualified. And he's a specialist. He's not. None of that qualifies him. He's not a psychiatrist, not a psychologist. He's a military doctor. He's not even a civilian doctor. It's just unbelievable. I mean, and I don't know if people can't see this from a simple reading of it, if it's not that. To me, it's just so blatantly obvious and, you know, forest for the trees and that I'm so close to it. But, you know, even to me, trying to remove myself and somehow pretend that I don't know what's going on and be more objective and removed and less subjective, I can feel that it's pretty clear and that, you know, people can hopefully see through this. But Dr. French revealed all appellant's medical records. Well, first and foremost, how did he get those records? They're not supposed to be able to get them unless I release them, and I didn't release them. And the ones that they had, we even have a letter showing that the union gave over medical records for someone else with a different Social Security number. So they have the records for someone else. That's a prima facie showing there. And there's no chain of custody of the records whatsoever. There's no warrant. There's no signatures. There's no time dates. There's no evidence chain of custody on any of this stuff. And they're able to basically make it up. Like they say that in here, they ordered me into a psych exams like four times. Well, A, they're doing that before the hearing, before they've proven an act of incompetence, something that I did. And they suspect it's some kind of aberrant, you know, psychological anomaly. They wanted these evaluations to be held off the record, unrecorded, would not allow my attorney to be there. We even went to one of them with a videographer, the one that I say that, and there's one in there that they say I willingly went to. I did not. But we went to one. And it was actually the state adult services down in San Diego. He would not carry it on. It was a Dr. Haroon, I think. He would not carry it on if it was to be recorded on the record and my attorney present. So it never went forward. And at some point, why would they not make sure that it was videotaped? Because if you're crazy and there's some kind of problem, there's evidence. Why would you not? I mean, what are these guys coming up with cold fusion? And they don't want to have, like, records of the experiment so that somebody might be able to recreate what they did. And instead they want to say, oh, no, we discovered cold fusion. We can do this. No problem. Well, how'd you do it? Where are the records? What steps did you take? Well, we can't tell you. Why not? Well, we didn't record it. It's like, right. Let me see if I can find that one footnote where some of the stuff they have in here is just, you know, if you read it, because they talk about, they say here, Appellant was represented by counsel from two different law firms during the proceedings before Judge McKenna. And remember, he never gave me a hearing. He denied me a hearing. And then he didn't recuse himself until it was remanded back to him to hold a hearing by the commandant, the head of a branch of military that I'm not in, never served in, and saying that and identifying me as a civilian, and saying, well, it's fine, no problem. There's nothing going on here, people. Keep moving, keep going. It's a branch of military administering civilian affairs, but don't worry about it. Both attorneys moved to withdraw during the course of the proceedings. But they also say in here somewhere, and I'm not sure, it might not have been the footnote, that about counsel that I was saying that these guys, I'm trying to find it. I would ask you to, again, go through and read the order. They go into the Shipping Commissioners Act and all this other stuff. They just totally misquote me on everything, everything. They do say here, like 18 U.S.C. 1385, the Posse Comitatus Act prohibits members of the military from exercising state law enforcement powers on non-federal property within the United States. So they're saying that the military can do this because they're on federal property and it's not state law enforcement. Is that what they're trying to say to get around? They tried to say that I said that I'm being forced under Posse Comitatus, which is not what I said. I said that Coast Guard can't do this because it's in violation of Posse Comitatus. I'm still trying to find that one. I think I just... No. They say that they blame me for the length of time and how long it took. They even quote this, and the judge says that, you know, I'm diseased before the Coast Guard even rests the case. At this point in the record, the law judge remarked, I missed that last bit of testimony because of the disruptive behavior of appellant. And I was sitting there, not doing anything. All I did was object on the record to anything that was objectionable, which I have a right to do. And in fact, it's in the rules that I have to do it. If the hearing is frustrating, I can't hear anything. I'm letting this go to let the record reflect how disruptive this is. And obviously there's nothing in there for me because I'm not saying anything. He's just, you know, uploading the record. If I can't hear anything, then I'm going to have appellant removed from the courtroom. I'm giving him warning after warning after warning after warning, and he still does not understand. Perhaps it's the disease. Perhaps it's a combination of a lot of things. I don't know. He just is constantly interrupting. I've never, ever seen such disruptive behavior. And, you know, he puts that in the record so that it's a matter of record. And he's just making it up in the proceedings. That's why I asked him to be recorded in audiovisual format. They talk in here about speedy trial violations, about appeal decisions and blah, blah, blah. And this is, you know, before Supreme Court and more, or before the Coast Guard was turned into a branch of military. This test essentially mirrors the balancing test for determining speedy trial violations established by the United States Supreme Court in Barco v. Wingo, 407 U.S. 514, 530, 1972. While Barker was a criminal case, and these proceedings under 33 CFR are based in criminal law, they've removed all the safeguards. Say, oh, well, they're administrative, they're remedial, and they're, internal. A, I'm not internal to the Coast Guard, I'm not part of the Coast Guard. B, they're not remedial because they're taking life, liberty, and property away, holding, detaining people. And they are criminal because they don't have right to take anything away from you unless you've committed a crime. We'll be back. I'll throw out the call and number again, 800-313-9443, but we're going down the last little piece. I just want to get a few more tidbits out here. It'll take longer to get into all this. I might have to do a couple shows on it, but we'll see.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Yeah, I found that section. It's at the page bottom of page 24. At various points in the record, appellant claimed his counsel did not represent him and was not authorized to act on his behalf, but instead was hired by the shipping company and was being forced upon him. Yeah. Yeah. I've been saying that. I mean, why would you not have oral arguments then, especially on something like that where I'm saying that and they note it, but they don't want to take it at face value? You know, they have de novo whatever. It's supposed to be as if it's an original complaint with them, but they're not even curious about things like that. It's like, you know, and it was a unanimous decision. All five members of the board adopted it, which, you know, And below that, they talk about the Sixth Amendment of the United States Constitution provides, in all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall have the assistance of the counsel for his defense, the Austin versus United States, blah, blah, blah. The thing there is that now, so they can downgrade the crime to where, I don't know what they're calling it, oh, it's an administrative proceeding. Well, it's not internal, it's not remedial. I've been unlawfully taxed to death in fees and fines and filing and all sorts. I've been bankrupted several times over in the midst of all this, lost 2 homes, 5 cars, et cetera, and more. And it's still going on 10 years later from when it all started on the Comet in 2000. Forget about waste, fraud, abuse, and gross mismanagement by the Coast Guard, Department of Homeland Security, Department of Transportation, Navy, and others involved, the court system, NTSB. The Coast Guard has its own court system now for civilians. They've been shut down at least 3 main times that I know of over the years since they started all this BS with creation of the Coast Guard under Wilson in 1915, at the end of World War II, in the 1960s, and then again in the 70s it was taken away and defunded. They tried to carry on the proceedings under the Shipping Commissioners Act, as they were doing now, even in my own proceedings. That's what the lieutenant, now the lieutenant commander, stated in the proceedings, was that he was doing it. They had jurisdiction under 46 U.S.C. 239G, which is the Shipping Commissioners Act of 1872 or whatever. I don't know. And then they get in the whole issue of medical evaluation. So it's a branch of military carrying on a medical evaluation of a civilian that they've identified, alleged as a civilian, who's not in the Coast Guard, never served in the Coast Guard, is a naval officer, graduate of the United States Merchant Marine Academy, that the Coast Guard has now said, oh, that's the other thing they talk about in here, is the delegation by Napolitano, Secretary of Homeland Security, it's basically like taking it and saying that the air traffic, you know, commercial and private, is now going to be administered by the Air Force. They've turned over the United States Merchant Marine to the Coast Guard under Napolitano. Napolitano wasn't even Homeland Security Secretary when all this started back in 2000, 2001. There was no Department of Homeland Security. They brought the charges against me after moving into Homeland Security and then continued or tried to do what they had been doing before that had been shut down several times by Congress. I don't know. Well, peace. Anybody out there can help. Could use it. 714-3...